my superstar from last year, so I know she does.
I like all the paparazzi here.
That was an Allendale Elementary School student surprised by the amount of news media following Commissioner Ilya into classrooms. She met with teachers and discussed their Common Core lessons. Last year, 71% of West Seneca students opted out of state tests. Ilya says she is touring some school districts that registered high opt-out numbers.
I walked in and I was talking to the superintendent and he said, you know, one of the things that you did that was really, really good was you unhooked the evaluation from assessments.
Ilya met with school district administrators, teachers, and parents. She said teachers are helping to review every single question on the assessment. She pledges there are more changes in the future, but says they must strive for high standards.
We have been very vocal, indicating that local school boards and administrators and teachers should be making the decision on the curriculum that's used and the lessons and how they're going to present that to their students.
But despite Ilya's efforts, some West Seneca parents said that they will still opt their child out. Parent Molly Dana has two children in the West Seneca schools. Dana said Ilya has not changed her mind.
The opt-out movement is not we're against all tests. We're against tests that do not provide us with diagnostic and prescriptive information on our children.
West Seneca Superintendent Mark Crawford says he won't encourage or discourage parents from opting out.
I haven't done that. I just think, you know, I have not encouraged anybody to opt out. I choose not to get into the discussion.
Crawford says he believes the State Education Department and Board of Regents is on the right path for making changes.
The Regents seems to be back in charge of the ball, and State Ed is doing its best to respond to schools, and I like her emphasis on local ownership, and she paid tribute to all the school boards and local decision-making, and that's very encouraging.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.